The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that helps you make sense of things that would otherwise baffle you. Like, for example, why does that one shoe hide in the back of the closet like that? Is it afraid of you, or does it just need some alone time? Or maybe it's ashamed of something. Something terrible that only a shoe would be ashamed of. The answers to these and other questions right here, right now on the Eric Metaxas Show. And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey folks, have I got something for you. I'm sitting here in the studio right now with an old friend. It's either Doug Giles or Giles. No one knows. Doug, how do you pronounce it?
It's Giles, Eric. How you doing, big dog?
With a J.
Like
Giles,
a giraffe.
It's spelled with a G.
Exactly.
It's been a while since I've seen you. You're a maniac, and that's always a compliment if I say that. You understand that, right?
Oh,
that's,
I take it.
That's why I like
take
you.
Take it as a compliment.
Well, it
bro.
Is a compliment, but some people don't know what I mean.
I'm a good maniac.
Well, that's the point.
Right.
Is you got different kinds of maniacs. Some are good and some ain't.
Ted Bundy maniac, bad.
That's bad.
Doug Giles
that's
maniac,
bad.
Good.
Now, you are known to some and you're not known to others. So whether people know you or don't, I want them to get to know you. So we've got some time here. But you have a website called ClashDaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of people will know you through that. But you've written a lot of books. You've been a pastor for a long time. You have a brand new book called Would Jesus Vote for Trump? And in typical Doug Giles fashion, you're looking for trouble right out of the gate. Title, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? But wait, you've got other books here. One is called Rules for Radical Christians, Raising Righteous and Rowdy Girls. And you have some wonderful daughters. I have had the privilege of meeting your daughters. You wrote a book called Rise, Kill, and Eat. I love that. That is really funny. You got another one. If you're going through hell, keep going.
Good advice.
10 Habits of Decidedly Defective People, The Successful Loser's Guide to Life. You're a troublemaker, and as I say, that is definitely a compliment coming from me. I want to ask you about your book, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? But before that, tell my audience a little bit about yourself for people who do not know you.
Yeah, I'm a redneck from West Texas that got brutally saved when I was 21. Didn't want to be a Christian. You know, people are like, well, I was on a spiritual journey and I just bumped into God. Listen, I was seeking drugs, Eric, chicks, Z28s, you know. I was on a quest for women, for kind of the Van Halen / Fast Times at Ridgemont High type.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. And I got it, man. And I got clocked off my high horse on December 7th, 1983. And a lot of the stuff that everybody thinks that you got to go through therapy for, man, you know, I got delivered overnight. Now, again, you know, it hadn't been a kibbutz, you know, the last 30 plus years of following Jesus, because good Lord, man, I've had my ups and my downs. But he's faithful. He's a good God. And he's blessed me with a great wife. And like you said, two stellar stand-up alpha chicks for daughters that have saved Hannah in particular, saved America $8.5 billion that was going to go to Obama's claim to fame, Acorn. when she posed as a prostitute when she's the ripe old age of 19, Eric.
Okay, this is how I met you, because
that's
I remember
it.
There were these crazy kids, James O'Keefe, he's been on this program, and your daughter, Hannah. And they, I mean, this was so funny. Like, it's so brilliant. But it just reminds me of you, because it is bold. It's so bold and out there that it just becomes hilarious. And to think of your beautiful daughter posing as a prostitute and James O'Keefe, even way funnier, posing as her pimp to infiltrate Planned Parenthood and stuff. They pulled it off. They videotaped it. I'm sorry. This is just amazing, and they brought down Acorn.
Yeah.
Like, people forget, because this is like now, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, no, they did it with $1,300, or Hannah did. It was her idea. She was doing an internship for the National Journalism Center. She was working at the Cato Institute. She had heard her old man talk about Acorn and rah, rah, Acorn, and we got to do that, you know, and all this other stuff, and how they collapsed the housing market. How they're doing voter registration drives in places like Nebraska, where, whoopsie-daisy, they have 400,000-plus fraudulent, you know, registration cards. So here a little—
Listen, let's be clear. This is corruption.
People went to prison.
But, I mean, I just want people to understand, this is not about left-wing versus right-wing. This is corruption.
This is garbage.
This is corruption. Right. And Acorn was something that was promoted by President Obama. I'm not sure quite why. But they were very, very bad. And your amazing young daughter and James O'Keefe went in there and blew the lid off of this snake pit of corruption.
Yeah. It was epic. The only time that there was bipartisan approval and overwhelming majority voting during Obama's two terms to do anything was for the defunding of Acorn. And not only was Obama, you know, kind of involved, that was on his short resume, brother. That was part of his claim to fame, aside from writing two books about himself and being a junior state senator. So if you think about it, that's what caused the elevation of the Tea Party. The Tea Party was going a little bit, then boom, all of a sudden the Acorn investigation, and then, you know, everybody who was depressed because Obama got elected all of a sudden got revitalized. Andrew Breitbart lost what's the word I'm looking for? He jump-started his big government site off the Acorn videos. And Huffington Post, Eric, they traced the populism that brought Trump to the White House based upon Hannah and James' investigation and Breitbart's strategy and how to roll it out to the media. So they said that Trump is president because of the populism that rose out of the Acorn investigation.
You know something? That's interesting, because I never would have thought that.
Just got
but
goosebumps,
as
bro.
As you say that, I realize that makes sense. In other words, that there's a kind of a populism that I know you've been a champion of it for a long time. But it is interesting to me how that happened, and I never would have traced it back to your sweet daughter Hannah and James O'Keefe and all that. But it is interesting, because that's when some people who weren't ordinarily involved in politics got sucked in and started. Well, look, I know you like to kill stuff with guns. I know you like to smoke cigars and just, you know, shoot guns in general and stuff. So what would lead you, you've been a pastor, and you're still a pastor, to write a book with the title "Would Jesus Vote for Trump?" What's the idea behind this, and who's Brandon Valerani? Because he's your co-author.
Yeah, so Brandon Valerani's my partner in ClashDaily.com. It's a wee little blog, Eric, that we started in 2012. Everybody's like, "Oh, that's interesting. That's nice. That's 260 million page views. Nice."
What?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I Eric, you know me. I don't like to brag and I don't like to boast, but I like hot butter on my breakfast toast. 260 million page views, man. And you know how it all came about? I just got ticked off. And I saw what Breitbart did, you know, with his big sites, big government, big Hollywood. And it was just after he passed. And I was like, you know what? I got a bevy of some boys and girls that know how to spin a yarn, that know how to write, that know how to tackle all the appropriate enemies of God and country. Let's roll the dice and see what happens. And that was, again, 260 million page views and growing ago. And it would even be bigger had I not just got permanently banned from Facebook. So 2 million followers.
When did that happen?
October 11, 2018.
Now, this seems to be on the upswing, that Facebook and all these folks They are liberal, but the gloves have come off, and they don't seem to have any problem banning people with whom they disagree. That's, I mean, to my mind, that's un-American and ought to be illegal, but we're dealing with that in the court slowly.
Yeah.
But I guess, what do you think?
Yeah, what I think is I'm not a regulatory type cat. You know, I don't want to come in there and apply thumb screws and, you know, bust them up and stuff like that. I wish to God that some of these deep pocket conservative billionaires would, you know, take a chunk of their change, cobble it together with some like-minded folks and coders, and bring something that competes with Facebook or Twitter. I think Trump's going to do it. That's my I'm saying it right now, right here on the Eric Metaxas Show, that I think Trump's going to bring out a competitive social media company that's going to run circles around
after
those guys.
After he leaves office in 2032, or like, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
Talking about Donald Jr. or senior?
No, but I'm seriously, like,
I don't know.
He can't do this while he's president, can he?
I think after he secures the next, you know, 4 years, he's not going to do it directly.
Right.
I think it's going to
be. But he can help people.
Yeah,
he can encourage people.
Because if you think about it, after October 11th, when all those sites got knocked off, Trump took a poll, whitehouse.gov, how many people have been kicked off Facebook, give me your emails, and now he's got them direct contacts to them.
Let's hit pause. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to one of my favorite maniacs, Doug Giles. The book is Would Jesus Vote for Trump?
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Flows and flows of angel hair. Ice cream castles in the air.
Hey there, folks. That's Glenn Campbell, and I bet you dollars to donuts that that song is too effeminate for my guest, Doug Giles. Doug Giles, are you going to sit here and dare to say that Glenn Campbell is not a man's man?
No way, brother. You got me on that one.
Okay. Because he was in True Grit.
Yeah.
With Rooster Cogburn himself, John Wayne. So you watch what you better watch it. All right. Now listen.
I'll behave.
Would Jesus vote for Trump? Classic Doug Giles in-your-face title. So what's the short answer? Would Jesus vote for Trump, and why'd you write this book?
Jesus being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I doubt he'd vote for any human being. However, Trump's policies from a biblical standpoint, if you run them in particular through the sieve of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I'd say if you're a Christian and you really take your Christian worldview seriously, he's your best buddy from a political standpoint, in my humble, obnoxious, redneck opinion. I really think from a governance aspect, again, if the believer takes their Christian worldview and the implementation of that in a policy standpoint seriously, then, man, I don't know anybody else who's bested him, again, from a governance aspect, and that includes Reagan, and that's not just me saying that. That's the Heritage Foundation, you know?
Well, yeah, I have to say it's been very dismaying to me to hear from Christians over the last few years, because when I came out for Trump, I never said that I loved him or that I didn't love him. I didn't say anything except that, look, here's where we are. You have to pick between him and Hillary Clinton. You don't really have a choice. And when people would say, well, I didn't vote, that's garbage. That's just total garbage. Like, I expect, a 14-year-old trying to get out of something to try to fool their parents. You can't say I didn't vote, because if you didn't vote, then whoever won, you're on the hook for that person, right?
Yeah.
So I was amazed at the blowback I got from Christians and what it said to me, because, you're a pastor. It said to me that a lot of Christians don't have a lot going on upstairs. In other words, their faith is very shallow, and they have not really figured out what it means in real life, except, oh, I love people, and I believe in Jesus. But he said, well, what does that mean? As a citizen of America, does that mean you have to vote? Does that mean you might have to vote for somebody who is not Jesus-like in all his ways? What are you going to do about it? So you are much tougher on this stuff, and you've been out there. But I was really stunned by the lack of thought and biblical thinking on the part of so many Christians. It was all emotional.
Right. And it's ridiculous and it's scandalous. Like Oz Guinness said, anytime you see anti-intellectualism in the brethren, it's not only sinful because we're supposed to love him with all of our mind, it's also scandalous because you say stupid and ridiculous things that are anti-biblical. I'll give you a couple examples. Trump's past. I'd have the pearl clutch and never Trumpkin, GOP or say, how could you, Doug, as a Christian, vote for Trump when he's imbibed deeply in the superfluity of naughtiness, could have bumped uglies with Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, spent time at Hef's Grotto. He's on the cover of Playboy magazine. And I said, you mean how could I get behind and quote and read and memorize like the Psalms of David? Because he committed adultery. He conspired to murder Uriah to cover up his adultery with Bathsheba, danced naked in front of the Ark of the Covenant, cut off 200 of the Philistines' foreskins.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. That's the most disgusting scriptural fact.
Just for giggles, man. And that's just one cat. I mean, tumble through Abraham. He committed adultery. He lied about being married twice. How do you think CNN would and Don Lemon, what they would say about that, bro? He was a coward. Gave his wife to two different kings. You got to be kidding me. And Christians like, Donald Trump, he did this and that. It's like David, Samson, Abraham, Noah, got drunk, fell down naked, Moses, anger issues, murdered a dude running from Tommy Lee Jones, got a cruddy job. None of these guys are qualified. And I told this one guy, Eric, said, it's all about grace, man. And if you don't understand it, I don't have the time, patience, or crayons to further explain it to you. God chooses those people that are base and corrupt to shame and nullify the hoity-toities on the left and the right. And I'm not saying that God sovereignly picked Donald Trump. I'm just saying it's in his wheelhouse to do something, you know, aberrant like
that. Well, I would say that God sovereignly picked Donald Trump because God has sovereignly picked people in the past that have been gigantically flawed. When God picks you, it doesn't mean he approves of you. It just means he picked you.
Right.
And just like he picked the church, and the church has been whorish over the years. Right. We've not behaved like the bride of Christ. And just like he chose Israel, who worshiped the golden calf, when God chooses you, it doesn't mean he approves of you.
Right.
It means he loves you. And he will stand with you. But there's a big difference. I just have to say that, you know, when we're talking about Donald Trump, part of what I find interesting, and I know I've talked about this someplace, but there's a lack of grace. In other words, it's one thing when you hear that a mass murderer accepts Jesus and you see this huge change in their life. You can accept that God changes people, or you can expect that that person is not who they were. You can accept that. When it comes to Trump, I have seen Christians in particular, you expect the media to do this, but they don't seem to understand what is he doing today that bothers you, except speaking in ways that it's boastful or this or that. But the point is he's not getting out there and he's not bringing prostitutes into the White House, which John F. Kennedy Jr. did.
Right.
He's not messing around with interns in the Oval Office like Clinton did. Now, we're supposed to have forgiveness for everybody, right? But I find it odd that they keep going back to something he said, you know, 14 years ago or whatever. There's a real lack of grace. And as Christians, we're supposed to be known for grace, that you love somebody because God loves them.
Here's what I think, man. And I could be wrong, but I think they were so wrong. And I'm talking about the evangelical Never Trumpkins. They were so convinced of Ted Cruz, who I like, and Ben Carson, who I like.
Yeah.
Deeply respect both of those gentlemen. They were so convinced that one or the other was going to become president. They made their prognostications. They were more off base than Pete Rose on a wild pitch. And so now all of a sudden they've got to constantly be putting Diggs and Donald just to cover over their wounded widow pride and stuff. I mean, I look at some of these Never Trumpkins, you know, just aghast at his tweets, Eric. They're like, you know, he says, I like his policies, but he does mean tweets. I go, oh, you mean like Jesus calling the Syrophoenician woman a dog? And dogs back then weren't, you know, these little cute accoutrements that, you know, the desperate housewives of Orange County go to the wine bar, get drunk with their abhorrent buddies. They were dogs, man. They were carrion eating mongrels. And Jesus called a migrant with a suffering little kid that's acting like Miley Cyrus. He said, I don't give the children's bread to dogs. And instead of her taking up a hashtag MeToo grievance movement, she said, yeah, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus goes, boom, man, your daughter's healed and welcome to the fold. You know,
it is amazing. Yeah. And Jesus and John the Baptist said all kinds of stuff that seems kind of mean. And then you think, well, wait a second. Is it really mean? You know, in other words, you really have to look at the context. But look, this president, the scripture that always comes to my mind is where Jesus says, you're like the children of this generation, the people of this generation are like the children in the marketplace who say, you know, you sang a dirge. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. We played the pipe and you did not dance. In other words, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. No matter what you say,
Nothing. They're
going to snipe and carp and whine and cry. And it's an awkward thing. But I guess when I see that among fellow conservatives or among fellow Christians, I often expect better, you know, and it's a very weird time.
Well, that's why, you know, we cobbled together, would Jesus vote for Trump? Because if there is by chance somebody who's not, you know, reflexively irate on everything that Trump does, whether it's, you know, singing the dirge or, you know, playing a fiddle and doing some Charlie Daniels stuff, and they can actually reason and think, then we seriously, and it's a serious book, man. I mean, you're looking at it. It's 400-plus pages.
Yeah.
And we take it and run it primarily through the sieve of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because we wanted to found our findings on what Christ said And so, yeah, we looked at everything that used that red font, because you know how Jesus loves to use red when he writes. Here's my challenge to the evangelical Never Trumpkin. Prove me wrong. Prove us wrong.
That's interesting. I mean, I didn't make a big case for voting for Trump. I wrote a piece that was in the Wall Street Journal called Should Christians Vote for Trump? And it's like, you know, it's about 800,000 words or something like that. But there is a huge case to be made, and it seems to me that that's what you've done in this book. So people who really have issues with their faith and voting for him, it seems to me like that's what you've done, is you've written a book for those people.
Oh, yeah. So it's essentially my apologetic for not being apologetic for supporting Donald Trump as a Christian. Is he perfect? No. Jesus was the only one, and they killed him. Is he the believer's best friend? Again, from a policy governance standpoint, I think he is.
Oh, no, he is. That's what shocks me, is that when I said to people to vote for him, I didn't know what he would end up being as a president. And I have been astounded at his solidarity with social conservatives. The last thing you expect from a Manhattanite. I mean, I live in this city, right, and you do not expect that. So we're going to be right back talking to Doug Giles. The book is Would Jesus Vote for Trump?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Lawmakers have heard testimony from the former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine, who has become a central figure in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Kurt Volker became the first witness in the investigation as he testified behind closed doors. Vice President Mike Pence is defending President Trump's call that China and Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. An employee's knife attack at Paris police headquarters left three officers and an administrator dead. Three of the victims were men, one was a woman. The employee shot and killed at the headquarters. It was across the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. U.S. long-term mortgage rates have held steady this week, offering a potential boon to homebuyers amid an uncertain economic outlook. The Dow ahead 52 points, the Nasdaq up 63. This is SRN News.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, mm-hmm, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-444-9336.
Write it down.
800-444-9336.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But
but I must be moving on.
Hey there, folks. That is Supertramp. But I know that my guest, Doug Giles, would have probably preferred, like, Ted Nugent. But, Doug, I can't help you. Listen, in the book, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? What do you have to say about Trump's enemies?
Yeah, Trump's enemies, they're an interesting lot. You know, we used to tell our daughters when they were growing up in Miami, it's like, you know, we can tell a lot about you, man, by the company you keep, which is true. You know, it's a, that's what the prince said, Machiavelli. You can also tell a lot about a person by who hates them. I mean, you look at Jesus. Herod hated him. Why? Because Jesus threatened, when he was a cooing, pooing little baby, you know, in swaddling clothes in a manger, he was born king of the Jews, and he represented a dethroning of the power and the prestige that Herod had worked his backside off, kissing Roman backside, yeah. You know, try to procure. Same thing with the Pharisees. Same thing. They had worked long and hard, man, getting that place of power, and all of a sudden, this little 12-year-old in the temple is making them look like morons. And so they did everything in their power to try to unseat Christ, and then finally, you know, they executed him, which was a big mistake. And then who else was Jesus' enemy? El Diablo, man. And again, why? Because he was going to destroy his power base. Same thing with Trump. He is destroying, you know, the proper people's power base. I like it when the Never Trumpkins and the jackanapes on the left called Trump the devil. It's like, well, if he's the devil, then how come witches and warlocks organized a protest, according to the BBC, on February 15, 2017, after a month after he was seated behind that august desk where Bill and Monica, you know what? And how come that occurred? You know, why do Satanists, why do witches and warlocks hate Trump if he's the devil and he's pure evil? Because you think if he's the devil and pure evil, they would love him. Communists don't like him. Socialists don't like him. Hollywood doesn't like him. CNN, Madonna, Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Louis Farrakhan. None of these guys are known for their adherence to the biblical worldview and their love for our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, and our Constitution. And they hate Trump. Now, I'm not a smart man, went to public school, lived down in Redneckville in Texas now. But to me, if that's the kind of angst that you're getting from these particular people who don't really dig God and our Constitution, then I would say, ipso facto, man, you're probably over the airport of that which is holy, just, and good.
Ho! I got to tell you, it's very funny to hear you go down that list of names because it's so true. His enemies have been so vicious, so nasty. And then you look at them and you think, well, I don't know that I can really take you very seriously because one thing you can't do is reason well politically. You might be able to act or sing or something like that, but it is kind of interesting. And then when Trump, you know, comes out in favor of incandescent light bulbs and against, you know, the banning of plastic straws, your average American goes, thank God I have somebody who has common sense and who knows what normal people care about, who knows that when he sees these gigantic windmills on the horizon that they're ugly, that they destroy the view. Like it's kind of what everybody thinks, but the elites have consistently thought precisely the opposite. So it's like we gave up hope of ever hearing our thoughts mirrored back to us. Right. And so this president has an extraordinary instinct for what people want, what's important to people. And that alone is, to my mind, a reason to take him seriously, even if because there are a lot of people that just can't take him seriously. And it's like, well, listen, I think you should take him seriously. But at this point, Doug, it is the people on the Democratic side that they have gotten so far left that they kind of make it easy for him to be reelected because there's no grown-up in the room. I mean, on these Democratic debates, nobody has really been able to say anything centrist or you know, down the middle without just getting knocked away. Like, they're gone. And, you know, in the next debate, they're not even there.
Obama wouldn't, you know, even be a viable player, you know, in this milieu.
Yeah, he's too conservative.
Yeah, and I saw old crazy Joe Biden, man, promised yesterday that he's going to put 720 million women to work.
You're joking.
He said
You're
it.
Joking.
Google it, brother.
But you know what? He's obviously thinking of China. Yeah, he wants to help China. He wants to help China. That's his goal.
You know how he gets when that Prevagen kind of starts wearing off and that jellyfish, you know, starts, those synapses start misfiring stuff.
I
love it, man. To me, when they're on the debate stage, when AOC and the squad are over there yapping, you know, and braying their insanity into the Tribeca night, I'm like, yes, keep talking, keep talking. I love it when you talk.
That's what I find so interesting is that compared to them, Trump looks just like your average American.
But again, to the average American, they're thinking, you know what? I don't really want to be a Republican. I don't want to wear a blue jacket. I don't want to wear a red tie. I don't want to wear khaki stretch pants. I don't get the whole Republican conservative thing. But that stuff over there is nuttier than a squirrel turd. So I'm going to take my little happy bus, my independent minivan, and I'm turning this thing to the right because he's putting people back to work. He wants to secure our borders. You see the lowest unemployment rates of blacks, Hispanics, women, special needs kids. I mean, it's like if his name wasn't Trump and if he didn't have that glorious gold comb over, most everybody in America, you know, there'd still be the little swamps and marshes filled with woodlice who wouldn't cheer him on just simply for ideological reasons. I think they'd be giving him not a golf clap, but a standing O, man.
All right, we're going to be right back talking to Doug Giles. The book is Would Jesus Vote for Trump? Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest-Free.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. That's Johnny Cash. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to Doug Giles. Doug, your book is titled Would Jesus Vote for Trump? What else will the reader find in this big, important book?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things, and thanks for having me on, Eric, one of the interesting things about Trump from just a leadership standpoint that I think is very Christ-like, that a lot of people don't think it's Christ-like at all, is just his boldness. I mean, Jesus would call out the corrupt religious leaders and politicos that were foul, and he would say, you guys are blind leaders of the blind. And he would do that in public, you know. And if you thought you had a kind of corner on Jesus, he's your buddy and stuff like that, and you invite him to one of your smarmy dinner parties, and all of a sudden you start spinning lies, hype, and spin, he'll call you out in front of your guests. And Trump's boldness, like Reagan had trickle-down economics, I think Trump has trickle-down boldness. Because you look at what happened to, like, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. Now it's cocaine Mitch.
Can I tell? Well, I don't know if I'd go there with Mitch, but Lindsey Graham for sure. Right. I think, look, this is why I write half of the books I write. When you look at heroes, their boldness encourages you, inspires you to be bold.
Yep.
And we need it. When you see it in a friend, I see it in you, I see it in other people, it inspires you to say the thing that maybe you would have hung back a little bit more.
Right.
And I think that that has had an effect with Trump, that people hear him say something and they think, well, maybe I can say that. And I'm not saying the bad stuff. I'm talking about the bold, the good stuff, the bold stuff, that he's willing to call it what it is. I mean, to talk to China in just like he's just straight.
Yeah.
And when somebody's that straight with you, you know he's not my enemy, because he's actually – he's just being honest. And Trump has done that with our allies, you know, with getting NATO to pay and stuff. I personally find it hilarious.
Yeah. No, I mean, his desires to bridge build with, you know, foreign powers and dictators, everybody else is, you know, scared, you know what, to even get into dialogue with him. But, you know, him being forthright and plain dealing, as the Puritans used to say, is, to me, it's very Christ-like. Like you're talking about the aspect of courage and confronting nonsense, first and foremost in yourself, but also in the general populace. And, you know, everybody whines and complains about the corruption inside the Beltway and in media and stuff. Well, Trump's doing something about it. And that courage, man, that boldness, that's a Christian trait. It used to be. I mean, you wrote the book on Luther and stuff. You look at the way that that 16th century Augustinian monk took on the whole planet, at least from a religious standpoint, and he wasn't doing nice little tracts and little statements. If America wants revival, reform, renaissance, and they want it now, then you know what's going to happen? Prophetic wrecking cranes are going to come in, and it's going to get messy before it gets better, because you get these stale idols that everybody's been worshiping and clapping to and beholden to, and you get a prophet in there, he's going to mess things up. And I think Trump has got, from a presidential standpoint, that prophetic edge, and I dig it, man. I think it's a breath of fresh air.
I have to say that is true. That there, you know, look, we saw this with, let's say, George W. Bush. You see a certain kind of leadership, but you've never seen anybody be bold in the way that Trump has been bold. And suddenly, when you see him, you know, telling it like it is in certain instances, it's so shocking and so refreshing. And you kind of think, how come I never even expected this. Like, I didn't think this was even possible, but now I've seen it and I realize that it is possible.
Well, I think one of the major reasons is that Trump's pretty much at one time or the other on both sides of the aisle owned all those politicians. They've all, you know, been coming up to his golden tower wanting some of his golden nuggets, you know, to support their causes and stuff. And I think he's unbribable. And so when you get into that kind of confidence and independence aspect, and they're talking nonsense and they're, again, spinning, you know, their lies and hype and stuff, then you can thump them on the forehead fortuitously.
Well, I guess the closest we came to him would be Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan would typically say things that the cognoscenti, you know, the Beltway pundits would just say, you can't say that. You can't say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. You can't call the Soviet Union an evil empire. You can't say that. You can't say that.
Right.
And then he would say it, and the demons would shudder. And the people, you know, in cells eating rats in the gulag would hear about it, and they would cheer because they said there is a voice of truth out there. There's a voice of freedom out there. And I really think that that's
And the
that's
wall came down.
And by the way, the wall came down.
I heard this guy, he told me, he laid into me. He's like, he goes, I can't believe you're championing, you know, this gruff, rough, untoward billionaire who has no manners. He goes, we need, I kid you not, Eric, he goes, we need a statesman like Churchill. I was like, Churchill.
Yeah, Churchill was.
Churchill makes Trump look truly measured. That's all I got
to say. He makes Trump look like Michael Pence. Seriously,
no.
I have to say that when you think about it, we have people out there now. Mitt Romney, in other words, the standard has changed so dramatically that Mitt Romney, for whom I voted, is now.
Have you forgiven yourself?
Turning against Donald Trump, partnering perhaps with Harry Reid. And you think, have I just been blind all these years that I would look to a guy like that John McCain? I considered him a hero. And then you kind of see some things and you say, wow, I guess I have to take my own opinions with a grain of salt, because in the past I was pretty wrong.
Well, you know, God gives us space to repent. I did the same thing. You know, I stumped for both of them. I defended the binders of women and him keeping his pooch on their Mormon station wagon while they went to wherever they go for vacation. But, you know, what Trump's doing, man, when you fill out, you know, everybody's like, how did you know ahead of time that Trump was going to win? It's like, did you see his rallies? I mean, come on. You don't have to be Nostradamus or Ezekiel, a cyclops, a myopic cyclops looking into the sun without eyebrows or eyelashes could see that train coming, man. You know, it's
What I was going to say earlier was that what I find most interesting is that, you know, when we voted for Trump, we were betting on him. You didn't know what you're going to get. But I thought at worst it's going to be better than Hillary Clinton. But I have to say, his appointment of judges, his willingness to move the embassy to Jerusalem, his willingness to confront NATO, you know, with all their money that they're not paying it, and his willingness to do all these things has been impressive. There's no question about it. We're going to go to another break. Final segment coming up with Doug Giles. The book is Would Jesus Vote for Trump? There's a question.
And when the evening comes, with smile, so much of life ahead.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump
touting his health care policy during a visit to Florida.
The president traveled to the Villages, where he signed an executive order boosting Medicare Advantage, which provides private Medicare coverage for seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
And he slammed liberal Democrats on their Medicare for All proposal.
You see these people on the other side. These people are crazy, by the way. They're totally crazy.
The president also promised that his administration will keep working to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Lawmakers are hearing a testimony from the former U.S. envoy to Ukraine, who has become a central figure in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Congressman Jim Jordan says Kurt Volker is not helping the Democrats' cause in that behind-closed-door testimony. The Dow ahead 44 points, the NASDAQ up 68. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
Hey, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Doug Giles with a G, G-I-L-E-S. The book is Would Jesus Vote for Trump? I just leave it to you to write a book with the title Would Jesus Vote for Trump? You lay it right out there. And I think it's important for people. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on, but to think about this kind of thing. And it's not the question, actually, would Jesus vote for Trump? But as a Christian, should I vote for Trump? And I know that you covered in depth biblically in the book, which I don't think anybody has quite done. So I want to say thanks for going to the trouble.
Yeah, no, and we didn't want to make it any kind of book that was, you know, just too heavy-handed on the prophetic aspect of Trump might be in the fulfillment of, you know, prophecy or anything like that, not disparaging any of those other books. What we wanted to do from an evidentiary standpoint is just show, is his policies, are they lined up with the Word of God? Again, in particular, because everybody's like, well, Moses, that's Old Testament, or Paul was a sexist, and you know, or some kind of disparaging thing to the OT or to Paul's epistles. So we focused on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mean, we borrow references, you know, from the Old Testament, as well as Paul and the other brothers' writings and stuff. But we ran it through the sieve of Jesus' teachings. So if they have a problem with it, well, then you just have to take it up with Jesus.
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of people, I know they're very committed Christians, and they are thoughtful, who have taken issue with this president and say, I can't vote for him. And so I would say if you know somebody like that, this would be the book to give to them.
Why?
I want to say that because people need to know there's a resource where we can reason together. Let's look at the scripture. Because, look, I think people are persuadable, and I think it's very important that we get this right.
Well, one of the things, again, you know, that I talked about earlier is everybody's like, well, I can't get behind him because of his past and the way that he pops off. It's like, guys, you guys are erecting a standard that cannot even be met by you. God chooses bad people. That's all he has to deal with. And, Eric, I guarantee if we put a camera on you 24/7, 365, we're going to get something about you that will make me run through that plate of glass and not follow you anymore.
But that is
I
exactly
No.
That is exactly correct. And I think unless you have a hyperinflated sense of self, you admit that. I mean, if you're any kind of a Christian, you admit, I know I'm a sinner. I know that in every way I fall short. I don't call wrong, right, and right, wrong. That's maybe right. The difference. But of course, yeah. And if people heard me at my worst moments, the things that I think, the things that I say, and you got to understand, if you're honest with yourself, that's you.
Yeah.
And so we need, it's called grace. We need to have grace, and you need to have wisdom and grace. I'm not talking cheap grace, but right. I'm talking wisdom and grace.
That's what Hannah, my oldest daughter, said. She said, you know what? She goes, I have so many young people that are so scared, sharp guys. I mean, Hannah and Regis's friends and families, some of the greatest kids on this planet. Everybody's like, well, kids are the, if the children are our future, we're screwed. It's like, yeah. No, you haven't met my daughter's
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
Now, her friends, yeah, they get drunk. They had, you know, some stuff, you know, in high school and college. They're terrified that they're going to get Kavanaugh'd right now just because of some junk in the past. And she said, your book screams this to the wannabes. Grace. God chooses you. I don't care how jacked up you've been or what you've done. He knew it coming in. And just like David, just like Samson, just like Noah, Abraham, and Moses, and just like the Donald, he takes imperfect people and wows the planet what he does through them.
I love it. We're out of time. Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the book, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? Terrific. I want to encourage you once again and beg you if necessary. Okay, I'm begging. The Alliance Defending Freedom, these folks are heroes. They do what they do, but they cannot do it without your help. They need you to step up. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Give generously. If you want to know how you can help the country, I promise you, if you give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, you're helping the country. It's very important. Our website is metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner. Please give generously. This is an important thing that they're doing. They need your help.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.